being in that environment, I was essentially immersed into an entirely new world where I got to rapidly learn about my financial future. Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that helped me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. How much are your ideas worth to you? Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan takes data preservation seriously. They understand that data is not just bits and bytes. It's your valuable IP, innovations, and ideas. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. CrashPlan has options for individuals and businesses who want reliable, secure backup services. CrashPlan works efficiently in the background while you work encrypting and sending all your new or changed files up to their secure cloud every 15 minutes. Get 24/7 365 protection. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. I get so frustrated with the posts about passive income, especially when they're trying to sell you on building a digital product to make money in your sleep. Now, don't get me wrong, digital products have made me millions, and they are not a bad business model or even offer to have in your lineup, but they absolutely do not generate sales without maintenance. They are not working all on their own. They are a tool in a toolbox. And while they do generate sales when I'm not working, and sometimes, yes, even when I'm sleeping, they are far from passive. Today, I want to talk about what is, though, because passive income is available to you, and it's not talked about often enough. In fact, I feel like it is a strategy that is almost completely ignored in the world of business. If you're new here, be sure you are subscribed to the show. And if you haven't yet, follow me over on Instagram. You can find my profile by going to @BossProject. And then my personal handle @AbigailSays is linked in the bio. I've also linked it in the description below. This is a totally new setup. So if you find that link convenient, would you please come give me feedback over on Instagram? I'd love to hear if it's helpful. I have all the links in the description, and I'm just curious if it's helpful to you. If you're a regular listener, welcome back. I would love if you would share today's episode with a friend or pop it over on Instagram stories and be sure to tag me. I always love hearing your biggest takeaways and what you want to implement next in your business because you heard the show. And I'd love to have a personal discussion with you. So feel free to drop me a voice note anytime over on my personal profile. I'd love to hear from you. Before I dig into it, I do have to tell you a story. And I honestly was not planning to talk about it because I found it so incredibly frustrating and ultimately put me in a position that I don't love and I'm not proud of, but I had no control over. And this is not the first time it has happened, and it will likely not be the last time, but I often get lumped into a group of people that think when we can talk about passive income that I can be included. And while I love having a conversation about growing a business and utilizing digital products and even leveraging them inside of a membership and all of those things, I don't love when I'm grouped into a set of people that have a way of thinking that is really setting people up to fail because they think they can put it out there once and never have to do anything again. And that is not what this is. This is a business. And I do not want to sound ungrateful. So I even hesitate to say who this was. And frankly, I'm probably not going to. But I was recently interviewed by a very large publication, like incredibly well known. You would absolutely know who I'm talking about. And they interviewed me about building this business and what it was like to build income inside this business and how to get started and what it looked like. And I felt like I poured all of this time and attention and love and value into what I gave them. I was literally on a call with them for an hour and a half. And they ultimately used that interview inside of a paid program, which that is fine. I'm not mad about how they use the interview. What I'm upset about is what they are trying to sell this program as. And essentially, they are calling it like an intro to passive income course. And I don't want to use the specific name because then you could obviously just go Google it. But they use my interview inside the program and they're charging people to access it. And I probably went on for 20 minutes of this hour and a half interview about how this is not passive income. And then that ends up being the title of the paid product. It was so disheartening and frustrating and something I was really proud of because I knew what I had put into it. But to be grouped into that just felt like I was contributing to the noise and contributing to this misinformation about what passive income really is. And do I think you can generate sales when you're not working? Totally. Like, yes. That is why I'm such a huge advocate of having a diverse product lineup so that you can be supported no matter what life throws your way. But it's still a business and it still requires maintenance. And it's not where I'm generating passive income in my life. I am generating passive income every single day, though. And often the passive income I'm actually making on a day-to-day basis is far exceeding, like on a huge multiple, what I'm making in daily revenue or daily sales. It is making me so much more money, but I am not making income claims around those things because I'm not doing any work there. I am putting it in to the machine and the machine is giving it back to me. But what am I talking about? Okay, I'm not here to hide it from you. You have this available to you. You get to take advantage if you so choose. In fact, I think it's a really vital piece of the puzzle if we're saving for your financial future. The only true passive income, in my opinion, that you can earn is from investments, like stock market being one of those options, okay? And I'll talk more about what the various options you have available to you are. But investing is the only true form of passive income. And I'll get into why. But before I do, I want to give you some context, okay? Because when I came into this business, I had a world of knowledge at my fingertips that I got to bring with me. And that is because of the background I had and the corporate career that was pre-Boss Project. All of that knowledge got to come and stay with me as I grew this business. And I got to utilize that. And I know not all of you have that same background. I worked in the financial industry prior to building this company. And while I wasn't a financial advisor, and I'm not going to claim to be on this episode, and I'm definitely not here to give you financial advice, I am going to give you some things to be thinking about and some roads to go down. But I was able to learn so much from being in that position. Ultimately, I was in the marketing department of what's called an IMO. Now, an IMO, for those of you who are unfamiliar, is essentially a wholesale financial firm, meaning there's a set of independent agents that get to use you as kind of a buying agent to go out and get products at a variety of different companies. Some financial advisors, they're in a specific firm, meaning they're ultimately salespeople of the products that are exclusive to that company. Independent folks who get to work with a wide variety of people and have access to a wide variety of products. And there are so many pros to that. So many pros. But I got to witness what really goes on in the financial world, some of which was super empowering and exciting and thrilling, and some of it was disgusting and frustrating and frankly unethical. But being in that environment, I was essentially immersed into an entirely new world where I got to rapidly learn about my financial future. And I went into this environment when I was just 23 years old. So this was such a huge advantage for me. And I know it set me up for long-term success, even if there were parts of that job that I absolutely hated. So something you need to understand about this industry before I get into passive income type products and how I interweave those with what I'm doing at work and building this business. Before I get into that, you need to know how the industry works. So ultimately, there are definitely financial educators out in the world. You can find them. You know, you've all heard of Dave Ramsey. There's thousands of others out there. Some are huge. Some are tiny, but almost all of them are not financially licensed. And this is for a reason, okay? Because if you are financially licensed, meaning you have a Series 7 license or there's various other license types, you are subject to the rules of what's called FINRA. And if you do not abide by these, you can go to jail. Like, these are very strict, very big rules put in place by the government to protect the people. And it's meant to discourage misinformation. The problem is the main educators out there are choosing not to be licensed because of the intense things they would have to jump through to make this work. Essentially, any piece of collateral, I don't care if it's a written letter or postcard or an email or a podcast episode or a blog on a website, any of those things, and so many more things, anything that could be put out into the world and interpreted by consumer, if you are a licensed provider, it has to go through something that's called compliance. And essentially, compliance is the lawyers, Like they are approving or not approving things to go out into the real world, right? And I worked with compliance officers every single day for years inside this IMO. And I would have to send every piece of collateral for over 200 agents. So I was essentially like a marketing pro slash designer for 200 plus independent financial companies. They would come to me. They would want to do some sort of event or promotion. I would put together collateral. And then I had to send it to legal before I could ever even send it to the agent. But like this process is intense. And there's a lot of things you can't say, a lot of things that can't go out, a lot of things that you can't even discuss. And it makes it very, very hard for licensed financial professionals to do any sort of outward marketing. Usually, the majority of them are still doing in-person events or using like mailers and various collateral that's pre-approved by whoever they're working with. And it definitely adds limitations to what's possible for them. But it also leaves this open playing field for a lot of people to spread misinformation. And then you add on top of it all of the people who are talking about things like building a business, and they all have their own agenda because they all want to sell you something, every single one of them. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to sell you something. I'm not saying that that's inherently bad at all, but it adds bias. It adds absolute bias to how you perceive. So I wanted to add transparency here, and that I don't sell financial products. I am not tied to a financial firm. I'm not going to suggest a specific advisor or a specific way you move forward. I make no income from you deciding to go with any of these products or include any of these things in your financial portfolio. I simply want to see you wealthy, and I deeply care about your future. And that's only possible if you have the truth, if you have the tools to actually see real growth. And what I witnessed while in this position was really disheartening and honestly incredibly frustrating, because here I am, a salaried employee in a corporate position, and I see all of these rich white guys getting richer. And I like was so, I can't tell you how frustrated I was. It was so hard to watch because not all of them are good-hearted people. And there are so many that are, but not all of them are good people. And some of them would try to manipulate situations. And I saw examples of elder abuse. I saw examples of people being fit into products that were not good for their financial future and ultimately really limited their capacity to grow. And ultimately was only benefiting the advisor because they got the hugest kickback on whatever that product was. That's not how this business should work. That's not how this economy should work. And frankly, it is making it incredibly difficult for middle-class people to even get by. But what I could tell from witnessing all of this was that having money in the first place was necessary, because the way these people were getting richer was off of the money they already had. It was off the assets they already had. It wasn't their businesses that were growing exponentially. It was their assets that were growing exponentially. But as a salaried employee, my potential income was capped. Like I only was ever going to make exactly what my salary said. Like I had no upward mobility. Now, yes, I could save and scrap and attempt to put away every extra dollar I could, and that would get me in the right direction. I'm not saying saving and investing from a salaried position is not going to put you where you want to go. You can absolutely still get there. You can absolutely still retire by making those choices. But if I wanted to retire early and be in more control of my financial future, it was very, very, very clear to me the people that were doing it and doing it quickly were building a business as an asset to bring them in cash. And then they were immediately taking that cash and investing it elsewhere, not necessarily back into their business. Some of them were doing that to an extent, but that was a small piece of a much bigger pie. Ultimately, you're only ever going to get wealthy or rich if your savings outpaces your spending. Because by the time you get to retirement, you are supposed to have a lump sum of money that you can just stop working and then slowly for the rest of your life live on only the amount you've saved. And the majority of Americans do not have access to pensions or long-term financial products that are paying them out. And many people are terrified that Social Security is going to go away by the time we retire anyway. Not that you can live on Social Security income alone. Good luck. Like, that is not an easy life. But like, the amount you have to save, it is astronomical. Like, astronomical. Like, we're talking millions of dollars. Millions. So you're supposed to work and not only pay for the life you have, but the life you want, and then save enough that by the time you get to the day you are no longer going to work, that you have acquired this massive lump sum, and then you're going to live on that. As a 23-year-old, I was like, what? This is really what you want me to do with my life? Like, I was so scared. And I knew to start, I just had to start saving because I didn't know what else to do. Like, I didn't have much other choice in the position I was in. I was like, okay, well, I guess I gotta put money in my 401k and put money in a savings account and pray for the best. I want to look and feel my best in my own skin. With Oak Essentials, my skin stays hydrated and glowy, no makeup required. Get a simplified skincare routine that boosts collagen production and leaves you with beautiful, healthy skin. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com and get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. The Moisture Rich Balm felt like instant relief for my dry skin. It felt like a facial at a high-end spa. I also snagged the Awaken Body Wash. It contains lavender oil. Lavender oil soothes skin with calming properties. Most soap leaves my skin feeling dry, but with Awaken Body Wash, it's hydrated and smooth. If you're already obsessed with the best-selling Moisture Rich Balm, the Moisture Rich Body Balm is the same intense moisture you know and love, formulated for a full body glow. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com. Get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at oakessentials.com. Promo code BOSSPROJECT15. From luxurious skincare to meaningful self-care, you deserve it. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. And that put me in the right direction. I lived well below my means and definitely started accumulating. But that's not what set me up for long-term success. What set me up for long-term success was building a business that brought in the cash flow that allowed me to make not just a salary, but profit distributions. And then I could spend money and live my life, not just the life I have, but the life I want, and put the rest in savings and investments. And that is where the passive income comes in. Because here's the thing. If you were to just keep a dollar and you're like, I made a dollar, I'm going to keep the dollar. And then you put the dollar in a safe or under your bed or in a shoebox or in a piggy bank, whatever. That dollar a year from now is worth less than it is today because of inflation. And we all know this. We've all experienced this. We know that our money doesn't go as far as it used to. We know we're spending more on groceries. We know we're spending more on cost of living. Like, we understand all of those things logically. But if we're just saving, that's not going to get us there. Saving, you can earn a decent amount of return if you are doing it correctly. But it's not going to have the compound effect that other types of investments will. Now, at the bare minimum, I want you to at least consider having a high-yield savings account. We have a checking account. We have a regular savings account, which has like a very minimal number in it. Like, the amount of money we would need to pay off our regular credit card bill and regular monthly expenses and like a little teeny emergency fund. But it doesn't need to be a lot because we can always move money around if we need it. Then we have a high yield savings account with more of that like emergency style funds. But the high yield savings account is going to earn far more. Your checking account is basically earning you what? Nothing? A tenth of a percent. Our high yield savings account, we're using Capital One. I have no incentive to tell you that. I think it earns 4.35% right now. It's been as high as 5 or 6 in the past. And that is fairly competitive with inflation, which is terrible, the fact that inflation is so high. But it basically means that if we keep the dollar in the high yield savings account, at least it's not losing value over time. But that's not growing my money. That's not where I'm earning passive income. I am doing things that are specific to retirement, things like contributing to a 401k. I actually max that out every year. I think my 401k max, I'm pretty sure it's $23,000 this year. Yep, $23K. And then I also max out my Roth IRA, which is $7,000 for 2023. But the rest of my money isn't just sitting there. It is working for me. And there's a ton of different ways you could approach this. A lot of people will get to the point where they are saving and investing and they want to start other businesses, or they want to invest in property or ultimately expand into different areas. And while you can do all of those things, ultimately, those are not passive strategies. Like, you investing in real estate is not passive. Even if you have someone who is going to manage that for you, you still have to maintain that property that you own, which isn't passive. Like, you are going to not only have the overhead of maintenance, but like the actual work. Like, someone has to go mow the grass. Someone has to take care of the roof when it leaks. Someone has to handle the plumbing. You can go do all of those things. I'm not saying you can't use that as a strategy for growth. But if your goal is actual passive income, you want income that you don't have to work for, that it is truly set it and forget it. Because if there's any maintenance involved at all, then it's not passive. And there's definitely riskier opportunities for investments. Like you could get into crypto or you could invest in day trading. But those are risky operations and those are definitely not maintenance-free things to do. They require constant monitoring and really understanding how the market works. They are not things that you put money into and they are a vehicle to your long-term financial success. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you the products you need or how much you need to invest or what that looks like. You need to work with a qualified professional. I am not that. I am not licensed. I did not go to school for financial advising. I do not feel qualified to help you in that way. But I can tell you with confidence that the things that are earning me regular passive income are things like stocks and mutual funds. And my most favorite right now, my most favorite by a lot, are something called structured notes. They are so cool. You can do things like principal protected notes, where if you're locking it in, similar to a CD where you can't touch your money for a set period of time. It could be a year and a half. It could be 5 years. It could be 10 years, whatever. But then you have an opportunity to have that money protected, meaning if the market drops below a certain amount, principal protected notes would mean that if the market dips, you still get to keep the money that you put in today. Obviously, that's not the goal. You want your money to make you money, and it can make it at a multiple of the market. So I have structured notes, some of which are making 1.5 or 2 times what the actual stock market is doing. But the trade-off is that money is locked in and I can't touch it for a period of years. And when I say truly passive, I absolutely mean it. I sit down with a financial advisor every 3 to 6 months, and we talk about where money's at and if things need to be rebalanced. He's handling all of those things. But if we're talking about adding a new strategy or putting more money in somewhere, I literally sign a form and then it's EFT transferred, electronically transferred from my account, and it goes into the other account, and then it just does its thing. I'm not maintaining it. I realize this is incredibly oversimplified, but I went from 23, terrified about my financial future, unsure of how I was ever going to leave this cracker box of a house. Like, I was living well below my means, but I was also living in a terrible part of town across the street from someone who was producing drugs, and there was regularly cops on my street. Like, it was not safe. Sure, it allowed me to scrimp and save and invest more early on, but that's not what has gotten me here. Saving and, you know, holding back and doing less got me to a certain position, but it was not going to get me to the position that I was comfortable about my future. What's done that is building a business as a true asset that is stable, that is bringing in income, and is allowing me to work with someone outside of the business to invest that money into products that actually earn real passive dollars and cents. And because of that, because I made strategic decisions, because I built the business to provide cash flow that I could invest in other ways, I'll be able to retire at 44. Not because I made a quick buck online. I can retire in 10 years because I built the business that is fueling that future. The business is just a piece of a much bigger puzzle. My goal with this business is to help you build the business, help you build the business that brings in the cash flow that's going to pay for the life you have, the life you want, and allow you to save for the future that you desire. I want you to retire early and I want you to retire wealthy. That is my goal in life. I am in control of the front half. I am confident I can help you sell more frequently, build a more stable company, and have it fuel everything else you want to do. But you're going to need other people on your team. I'm one person on a much bigger team. You're probably going to need a tax strategist at some point. You're probably going to need a financial advisor at some point. You are going to need to take that money out of the business and use it to power you forward. I do think there is a way to ensure that the business you have is providing what you want and need. And for me, it has been incredibly valuable to have different revenue streams really making the business stable. Now, I think a lot of people make the mistake of doing this too early, or they go too wide too fast and try to do too many things at the same time. I don't necessarily think you need to do all of the things I'm about to say. It took me 9 years to get here, okay? I think you could go pretty far with just two or three of them and over time expand. But what they're doing, but by diversifying the types of offers I have in this business, it gives me flexibility because I get to pull different levers. If I want more cash right away, services is absolutely where I would suggest you go. If I want to focus on marketing and put my time and energy into creating content, then pushing that traffic to things like digital products and courses mean that I can put the time and attention into marketing, but I don't have to worry so much about the fulfillment on the back end. If I didn't want to sell a product at all and instead really wanted to just give knowledge away freely, I would build content as the primary driver to have a big enough audience that I could add on things like sponsorship and brand partnerships to have them pay for me to do that work. But I'm at the point in my business where I do all of these things. I have money coming in from digital products, courses, services. Right now, I'm not necessarily taking on a ton of one-on-one clients, but I have run an agency off and on at various sizes for the last 9 years. Membership. It's a huge portion of my revenue. It's about 50% of my revenue right now. Sponsorship is for the show. So when you hear an ad break on this show, I earn money every time that happens. Brand partnerships are different to me than sponsorship. Sponsorship is typically paying for impressions, whereas brand partners, there's more of an integrated marketing approach where we're likely doing a combination of things. It could be blog content, social content, collaborations, events, all of those things. But those are still paid. And then often that's layered on with something like affiliates. But I also have affiliates where it's only an affiliate, meaning I earn an income every time someone buys someone else's product and it's tracked through a specific link. But none of those strategies I mentioned, digital products, courses, services, membership, sponsorship, brand partners, affiliates, none of them are passive. I don't know how else to say this. They aren't. None of them. They all have their own pros and cons. They all have their own ways of bringing in income into this business. They all allow me to diversify and provide more stability for myself and my team. None of them are passive. My business works because these things don't all exist in silos. I don't just have digital products over here and courses over there and services over here. And at times it's absolutely felt disjointed. So I'm not saying I've been perfect at this all the time. Absolutely not. But when this business is working best, it's when those products naturally flow into each other. And they're all speaking to the same person. They're all speaking to the same audience. When you're talking to a bunch of different audiences and you're trying to sell them a bunch of different things, there's going to be a whole bunch of confusion and you're likely trying to grow multiple businesses at the same time, even if you're putting them all under the same LLC or URL. It doesn't matter. If you're talking to a bunch of different people, trying to sell them a bunch of different things, you're trying to run a bunch of different businesses, and that's dividing your attention and really preventing you from what's your potential is. I realize this is a lot, but I am here to help you figure out what is the blend that makes sense for you. What do you want it to look like? What makes sense in the season of life you're in right now? What makes sense for the kind of life you want to live in the near future, in the far future? How can we plan ahead for those things? How can we make sure we're doing it in a way that's ethically aligned with our values and the way we want to show up in the world? How can we do it in a way that has a true impact on people, that makes a real difference in the lives of our clients? That's what I'm about. That's what I want to help you do. And when you're ready and when it makes sense, you're going to add other people to that team. But I want to support you in this business. I want to support you in building a business that's going to fuel all those other things. And I know it's a lot to juggle. So I want to help you. I have a community that I want to support you in. And if you haven't heard of the co-op, man, this is your chance. This is your time to get the support that you're likely not seeing elsewhere. Because I'm not just going to pretend that it's all about building this one thing and it's going to solve everything in your life. It's not. Your life is complicated. Your business is one piece of a much bigger puzzle. And you're a whole human that also has everything else happening in their life too. And I want to support all of you. So go check it out. You are absolutely invited to be there. You can find out more by going to creativetemplateshop.com/membership, or you can DM me at Abigail Says the word accelerate, and I'll send you more details. creativetemplateshop.com/membership, or send me a DM, accelerate. I can't wait to see what you do with this knowledge at your fingertips, and I can't wait to see you save for your financial future. Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our Creative Template Shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.